Hello.
Hi, this is Tamir returning your call for customer support. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I had a charge on my card from you guys, and I'm trying to figure out what it's from.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
29137.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Stacy Whittle. First name is STACEE. Last name Whittle, WHITTLE.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay. What agency is this?
We work with over 300 different vendors, so we really don't specify by our name. Okay, you did say the zip code was 29137.
Yeah.
Okay, can you spell your last name out for me?
WHITTLE.
Thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, I am still here. I'm just trying to pull up an account for you.
Okay.
Give me one second. Okay, can you spell your first name out for me?
STACEE.
Thank you so much for that. Okay, you're not popping up in our system. May I have your cell phone number?
803-261-2037.
Thank you so much for that. Give me one second. May I try by your email address?
S Whittle, SWHITTLE 5778 at gmail.com.
Thank you so much.
I don't know how I'm not popping up, and I have a $50-something charge in my account from you guys. And the number's on my account. That's how I got this number to call.
Okay, do you have an order ID?
I didn't order anything. I just paid for shipping on a Yeti backpack or something. I didn't order anything.
Yeah, I can't pull you up. I tried by your first name, your last name, the email, phone number, and the zip code. It said I won't have anything in our system.
So what am I supposed to do? Because y'all are the people that is in my account that charge me.
Is there a possibility it's up under another first name?
No.
Because I'm spelling it correctly. That's why I asked you. WHITTLE. First name STACEE.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just try your first name by itself. Okay, give me one second. Yes, ma'am. I'm not getting anything. And I do want to help, but I can't pull up an account to see where the charge is coming from and why are you being charged. So the only thing I can tell you to do is contact your bank and have them give you the direct number. But I don't know why it's not popping up if, you know, because you know where the charge came from.
Right.
I tried the zip code. I tried your phone number. I tried your first name by itself. I tried your last name by itself. I tried your first and last name together. I tried your last name with the zip code. I tried your email. It just keeps saying there are no orders available.
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't. Okay. I'll call my bank.
Thank you so much. And we are open 24 hours, so you can give us a call back.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.